Willis Winters, thanks for stopping by.
My pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
The Trust for Public Land puts out this annual park ranking called Park Score, and the group has called out Dallas in the past for not having enough residents within 10 minutes of a park. How do you address that, the lack of easy park access? Is it even reasonable to try to address that at all?
It is, and we've got some ideas on how we're going to fill that need. There are a lot of areas of the city that don't fall within that 10-minute walking distance from a residence to a neighborhood park. One idea that we have is to work with our school districts to maybe use a portion of their undeveloped school campus sites that might become a neighborhood park at nights and on the weekends, and then serve the school during the school hours.
North Dallas versus South Dallas seems like everyone compares the two when it comes to crime and economic opportunity and grocery stores. But how would you compare the two in terms of parks?
South Dallas definitely has more parkland and more parkland per capita. One of the reasons that we have less parkland in North Dallas is because over the years, Dallas has never endorsed or invested in some kind of a park dedication fee or an ordinance that requires developers to donate parkland as part of their development or to pay into an account, a fund, that we could utilize to buy land. I'm hoping to change that attitude, working with some others right now on an open space master plan for the entire city that will define how much land we need in each part of town and come up with a funding mechanism, which hopefully will include a recommendation for some kind of a park impact fee ordinance.
What do you do about Fair Park during the State Fair of Texas when it's up and running? It's the place to be. The rest of the year, it could use more people going through. Any prescription to address that or fix that?
What few people realize is that we do have a healthy attendance during the non-fair times. Another 2.3 to 2.5 million come to visit Fair Park. Most of those people come on weekends, however, and a lot of times for festivals. So our task that we've set for ourselves is how to address the weekday attendance. And we have taken some steps to increase daily programming. The attendance in that area has gone up significantly in the last 2 years. We've had some additional funding put in our budget for programming on the scale of Clyde Warren Park, so tables and chairs and yoga and food trucks and things like that. And we're also trying to market that more. So I think we've taken some big footsteps and gone in that direction.
You're an architect. How does that influence the way you approach parks in Dallas?
It's more than just, you know, green grass and athletic fields, but the spatial character of the park, the quality of the buildings and structures, even park pavilions, for example. We've introduced a program over the last 15 years to hire architects that are known for their design capabilities to design our park pavilions. It's something as simple as that. So instead of ordering a pavilion out of the picnic shelter catalog model 10C, we hire an architect to custom design the building to fit the park and fit in within the neighborhood. And that brings a lot of special character and notability to the park. And it sends a message that in Dallas, it's not just the big public buildings that are important, but it's the small buildings that are in the neighborhood.
Willis Winters with the City of Dallas, thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.